Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded at our online reflective prayer, which takes place each Monday and Wednesday at 9:15. The full recording can be found on our Facebook page. Today, our reflection is from the Reverend Fabian Wirtz, entitled, Trust God in All You Do.
So, exceptionally, we will read from Ecclesiasticus. If you have an Anglican Bible and you open the Bible, you won't find that book. We have Ecclesiastes, but not Ecclesiasticus. It's one of those books that was not part of the canon decided by the Universal Church, but like Catholic or Orthodox sometimes have this one included. But it's because it speaks of wisdom, and in our New Testament passage, we have Jesus also speaking about wisdom. So it's a helpful hear words about wisdom. All wisdom is from the Lord, and with him it remains forever. The sand of the sea, the drops of rain, and the days of eternity, who can count them? The height of heaven, the breadth of the earth, the abyss and wisdom, who can search them out? Wisdom was created before all other things, and prudent understanding from eternity. The root of wisdom, to whom has it been revealed? Her subtleties, who knows them? There is but one who is wise, greatly to be feared, seated upon his throne, the Lord. It is he who created her. He saw her and took her measure. He poured her out upon all his works, upon all the living, according to his gift. He lavished her upon those who love him. Then we have a passage from the Gospel of Mark. Thank you, Leslie.
Yes.
Verse 28 to 34.
Yes. The most important commandment. One of the teachers of religious law was standing there listening to the debate. He realized that Jesus had answered well. So he asked, of all the commandments, which is the most important? Jesus replied, the most important is this. Listen, O Israel, the Lord your God is the one and only Lord, and you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and all your strength. The second is equally important. Love your neighbor as yourself. No other commandment is greater than these. The teacher of religious law replied, well, said, teacher, you have spoken the truth by saying that there is only one God and no other. And I know it is important to love him with all your heart and with all your understanding and all your strength, and to love your neighbor as myself. This is more important than to offer all of the burnt offerings and sacrifices required of the law. Realizing how much the man understood, Jesus said to him, you are not far from the kingdom of God. And after that, no one dared to ask him any more questions. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thank you, Leslie. So yeah, I chose the first about wisdom because in this New Testament, Jesus saw that he answered wisely. And if you look at the whole chapter 12, there are two other stories of religious leaders coming, not to ask questions because they want to learn, but to try to set a trap to Jesus. And you can read that in the beginning of the chapter. They want to trap Jesus. They want to find fault in him. But we hear about these scribes who had heard about the traps and how Jesus had answered well. And he comes not to trap Jesus, but he comes to discern, is Jesus a person, a good teacher? So he asks him a question that all good teacher would answer in a certain way. What command is the first of all? And Jesus answers that there are two that are very similar. One is to love God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. And the scribe doesn't try to make an interpretation. He just lets this teaching sink in. He says, you're right. This is the most important, that there is only one God. There is no other gods beside him, and that to love him with all our hearts, which is means, you know, all our will and all our understanding, which is all our mind, and all our strength, which is making decisions every day to serve him and to follow him and to love our neighbor as oneself, is more important, he says, than burnt offerings and sacrifice. So what he says is that at the heart of their worship was a temple and the system of sacrifice. And he said, that's not the most important, because if one doesn't love God with all his understanding, with all his will, with all his heart every day, and his neighbor, burnt offering or the sacrifice at the times would be useless. It would be hypocritical. They only make sense when someone tries to love God with all their hearts and know that there are things in their hearts that are not right, and they need to bring a sacrifice for forgiveness. Jesus looked at him and he saw that he answered wisely. And I was thinking, what does this mean? Yesterday at church, we had someone talking about a passage, and one of the picture really kind of catched my attention. And it was a picture of a pulpit, which is where people are kind of unpacking the word of God, preaching from, and there was a sign, danger. And it is a dangerous business to try to unpack God's word to others, because I would say a natural tendency would be to see it with a critical eyes and to look at it with a kind of a superior position. But Jesus commend this man because he doesn't try to interpret, he doesn't try to criticize what Jesus had said. He allowed the words to sink in. He allowed the words to do its work. And I'm thinking, as a leader, do I allow God's word to do its work? Or when God's word seems to be harsh or difficult to understand, or when it requires something that is just seems impossible, do I try to change those words to fit my own desires? Or do I submit to God's word? And do I let God's word become more and more influential in my life, instead of trying to control it and to redirect it in a place that is not right? Jesus saw that this man was wise. He took the words of Jesus, he commended it for being true. And Jesus says, you are not far from the kingdom of God. So what does it mean for us to allow God's words day by day to do its work? And when we try to control God's word, or when we try because it's hard or difficult or seems impossible, do we still allow the word to remain as it is? And maybe to use those opportunities in prayer to ask for God's grace, for God's strength, for God to open our eyes to understand. The first passage was about wisdom. God is wise. He knows past, present, and future. We don't know that. He knows the best way to live life. And so today, when scripture challenges some of today's culture, understanding of what it means to be human and what it means to be happy, when it goes against the grain, do we believe human wisdom with its very narrow and restricted perspective? Or do we believe God's wisdom? who knows past, present, and future. Who knows how, in a sense, if we compare ourselves to a human machine, he knows how the machine functions, like we know how a car needs to function and how we need to have an MOT and how we need to make sure that it's well maintained. God knows how to maintain our minds, our bodies, and wants the best of us. And he gave us Jesus to enable us to live that life and life in all its fullness. So let's pray as these words reminded us to trust in the Lord with all our hearts and not to be wise in our own understanding. So we will pray for ourselves, for those we know that needs prayers, for the world and its needs, and for the church and her life. Let's pray. Jesus, you commended this man because he didn't try to add anything to what you had taught. And to love you with all our hearts, with all our mind, with all our strength, and with all our will. And to love anyone you place on our path as we love ourselves is the most important. And when we start to try that, we realize how we need your grace and your strength, for we are enabled to truly love you with all our hearts, with all our minds. And then we understand why Jesus came to rescue us from our sins and from death.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website www.stjamestaunton.co.uk and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.